We also see strong growth in Taiwan. It has really emerged. It's kind of battling right now for Canada in that top five spot. Mexico, our sales have been a little flat, but they're still strong. A lot of that has more to do with the Mexican economy, not really demand for beef. So, exports are good. That's the good side of the story. We want to continue to build on that. When you look at imports, imports are the other side of that coin. U.S. is a major beef importer. We're importing a lot of lean beef trimmings from countries like Australia and New Zealand, and most recently from Brazil. And so we're taking all of that, combining it with our fattier trimmings and meeting that ground beef demand. Overall sales, import sales have been on the increase, and a lot of that's just due to strong demand for ground beef here in the U.S. market. But we're still a net exporter, and I think that's the key thing to understand. Overall, things have been really good, with the exception of some concerns over Brazil and, their inability to abide by international trade standards. Things have been pretty good and pretty calm on the trade front. We want to see the U.S. government take action with Brazil and actually hold them accountable, but they've been very slow to do anything in that part. But other than that, we're going to continue to engage with our government to try to open some new markets, create more opportunities for U.S. cattle producers, because that's where we see a lot of growth and a lot of potential is in the export market.